From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yeah, we are the Phone for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, Big Blue Roundtable Preview versus the Falcons. Steve, Chris, stakeholders. Chris, what's up, man, if you're out there? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. I'm having computer problems, but I'm here now. I'm good. I'm good. How you doing, homie? Look, man, we my whole emphasis this show, and I know what you want to do later on, Steve, but we got to win this game, bro. I got to tell you, I have never been this much consumed with a giant game in about 2 years, okay? I'm tired of hearing it from these damn Eagle punks about what we ain't going to do and how we're deficient and all of this nonsense. Everywhere I go, from the Wawa to the goddamn CBS. Yeah, and all that nonsense. I'm tired of it, bro. I am tired of it. I know my Lady Blue's here. She's going to speak on that, too. We're tired, bro. Tired. I can't do this no more. We're going to win this game. Sorry for dissecting it. Let's continue. I'm all right, Steve. How you doing?
Eagle fans got you fired up, huh? Eagle fans got you fired up. Don't they got they got an issue on their hands? Don't they got the Cowboys this week or some shit?
They're going to lose. They're going to get their head. Look, I tell you what. This week, yes, I know this sounds blasphemous, but I am a diehard Cowboy fan this week, let me tell you. After all of this fire I've been taking from all these nonsense, it's ridiculous. I want their ass to get destroyed. Destroyed, I tell you. Destroyed. But anyway, other than that, I'm all good, Steve. I'm glad to hear you, bro.
We got to jump into this. We're going to get the stakeholders on, but here's the thing, man. I got two topics on the table. Alongside, talk about the matchup. So we're going to have a lot of back and forth conversation on all different topics. I got this, you know, it's been reported over the week what happened in the locker room with Daniel Jones.
Yes.
And I want to get stakeholders' perspectives on how they feel about what happened with him in the locker room taking the heat for Jason Garrett. That was reported in mostly different sources. But also, this real interesting article I came across on Giants Wire. Shout out to Dan Benton, writer. And it really is about the analysis of fan negativity from the World Sports Network. They did an analysis of fan bases who've been the most negative. And the Giants are in the top 10. And I want to get stakeholders' perspectives on how if they feel like the Giants are top 10. What I really found interesting in looking at the data that they compiled, that even though the Giants were like number 6 overall, I bet you could have guessed the teams ahead of them. Take a real quick guess, like one or two guesses on any
most
teams that
frustrated fans, let me see, it has to be from a bigger city. It has to
this
be more. I'd say probably the Bears.
They're not even.
But I'll be wrong.
That would be a great one. I'm shocked that that's a great one. They should be in the top 10. I looked at it.
Wow.
They were not in the top 10. Yeah.
What?
So they had. Washington number one. They had Washington number one. Tampa Bay. I'm pretty sure this is before Brady got there. So Tampa Bay, Houston, Arizona, and I don't know how the Saints could be. I mean, I don't know. I know Saints are passionate fans, but they've had a lot of success since Trina. I don't know. But what I find interesting when at the data, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker before we get the stakeholders on because I know we got time. After a win, here's the thing. After a win, they said the Giants are the most negative out of any team. See, there's teams ahead of them that's, you know, after the losses, there's more teams more negative. They all take the data, the comments on teams' Facebook pages based on comments. That's not including all the other side groups, podcasts, radio shows, shit like that. But they said the Giants are the most negative fan base even after a win. Do you agree with that?
Okay.
Let's ask the stakeholders when they get on, and we'll talk Falcons and all the other shit, too, this week. And we got the picks, too. Answer by
Yeah, we need to swing into that one for real. That's a crazy one. But let's do it. 929-477-4171. Yes, indeed. This is the Bleed Bleed Show, the preview against our Sunday game against the Falcons. Later on, we're going to have the four picks. And you guys might as well write them down now. Saints at Patriots, Dolphins at Raiders, Bucks at Rams, and, of course, our game, the Falcons at Giants, okay? And then there's the survivor pick after that. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The Bleed Blue Show is on right now. Let's go around the room. Steve is in the house, as you already heard. At New York Love 16 is in the house. That's our handle, Lady Blue. Hello.
Hello, my dears. How is everybody on this Friday?
We are doing well. How you been, Dilla? You all right?
Yeah, just been busy. Busy.
Nothing else. That was your intro. Everybody loves you already, so you're good.
Yeah.
All right. At the C note, I know Carl is in the house. Say hello to the people, Carl.
Good evening. Pleasant good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing on this beautiful Thursday?
Great to hear you, bro. Great to hear you.
Carl said the funeral will be next Thursday. The funeral will be next Thursday. Right, Carl?
That's correct. God. You'll be looking at Thursday. You know what? I may want to extend it just in case to Friday, but Thursday would.
Oh, my God. No, Jesus. We're not going to talk about that. Now, okay, that's enough. Frontline extraordinaire, the man of the hour, my homie, Brother Bates. Talk to me today. What's up,
Mr. Newlywed? It's good to be back. I know I was gone for a while, but it's good to be back. And
we
can talk about that negative malarkey. Probably a bunch of losing teams talking that foolishness. They ain't never win no championships. Hope don't float. Bleed blue.
There you go. Bleed blue. I have another caller on here. Caller at 469 at the 0484 number.
Hey, Dave from Denver. What's up? What's going on?
What's going on, sir?
I'm back from vacation for my birthday, so I know I missed you guys last week, but I was on vacation, so.
Nice.
And how come you didn't take us with you, man, with this miserable weather I'm dealing with over here on the East Coast?
I know, man, because the wife didn't let me. That's why.
Big Blue Denver crew in the house. My man, Dave.
No doubt.
Good luck, man. Good luck. All right.
Yeah.
929-477. We'll be right back, bro. 929-477. I had to laugh with that one. Oh, I love those days when I was married. Now I just got Lady Blue. Anyway, 929-477-4171. Steve, look, man. Look. We cannot lose this game. All right? There's nothing else I can say. I don't even – this is the time I'm supposed to set up something. There ain't nothing to set up. You see, you know, Atlanta's offense is grounded. No Julio Jones. They look horrible. You see their defense. Tampa Bay damn near hung 50 on them Sunday. Okay? But our defense is bent, but it ain't broke. Okay? Every fantasy predictor in the world is predicting Daniel Jones is going to have a field day. Yes, him. He's going to have a field day this Sunday. I don't know. I ain't never heard that one before. That's a new one. Okay? But to me, he still has ball security issues. And Saquon is not yet at his full strength. I don't know yet, but this Atlanta defense is definitely one that the G-men can handle. Okay? Again, the Falcons have given up 80 points in two games. I can't wait to hear what Bakes got to say about that one. All right. Let me see what else I was going to tell you. Shepard, Slayton, and Galladay supposed to have fun on this upcoming Sunday, man. They have a toothless-ass secondary over there. Okay, and they're not even going to have A.J. Terrell, Steve. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about this, except it should be I'm not going to say a walk, okay, but it should be very, very clear that we should win this game this particular Sunday coming up. That's what I'm looking at. And I want to hear what the round table got to say. And also you too, Steve, I really need your take. And then we're going to go on to that other topic that is really, 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 really of immense importance here.
Let them put those comments in as they, you know, talk about what they see in this matchup this week versus Falcons. I think, you know, let them sound off right now. Like, you know, if they want to sound off right now, like Lady Blue, if you heard at the top, as far as the negativity of Giants fans, according to the data from World Sports Network reported on Giants Wire, if you want to sound off on that right now, you could do it later. And then also, Daniel Jones, I think this is somewhat of a fair question to ask anybody. I mean, what's your thoughts on if you heard about how Daniel Jones took the heat in the locker room when Galladay was trying to cuss out Garrett when they thought initially it was on Daniel Jones, if you have any thoughts on that. And then, of course, the matchup versus the Falcons. If you can get that all in 3 minutes, Lady Blue, feel free to fire away. And then let's go right down the line and get everybody's thoughts.
Everybody.
All right, my dear. As far as the negativity, I'm a little. As far as the negativity, yes and no. We're not negative. We expect more from our team. I wouldn't say we're such a negative bunch. We just criticize them more. And I'm surprised how the hell the Jets aren't on that damn thing. So. Okay, I mean, hell, even the Jaguars aren't on that, and they should be. But, hey, as far as DJ taking the heat in the locker room, to me, believe it or not, it shows leadership that he's taking the heat even though he shouldn't. So that I give him a little bit of kudos for, but we'll see what everyone else thinks about that. As far as the matchup, I'm actually wondering how our defense is going to stop our former running back, Wayne Gallman, if he's playing. So, I mean, because we let him go, so, and he's now on Atlanta. And another thing that not a lot of people realize is Matt Ryan, yeah, they may have lost 7 straight games in a row, but Matt Ryan himself has 102.5 career passing rating against our team. Out of all the times he's played us, he's got the highest passing rating when he plays the Giants. So, yes, this is a game we should win, and we actually have to win, but I won't say it's a cakewalk because, don't forget, we love our team. We criticize them to all hell, but we also play up to the level of play, basically. So if the team that we're playing plays like crap, we play worse. I mean, that's been our motto for the past, 6-7 years? I mean, yes, there are teams should be winning by a crap load, but we don't. We do stupid penalties, we shoot ourselves in the foot, and we screw the pooch, and we keep these other teams in it, giving them life. So, like I said, I need our center to step up. I need our cornerbacks to step up. Dory Jackson, I wish they'd bench his ass because I can't stand seeing him on the field anymore. We need to get pressure on Matt Ryan. That's going to be the key. I mean, hell, I miss our defense from 7-8 years ago. Oh, my God, I miss our defense. We used to be a defensive team. Now this bend don't break bullshit is exactly what it is. No, I don't. I'm just aggravated because us that have been watching the Giants for a gazillion years, we know what we're capable of doing. We just need to get the right leadership in there to teach our personnel how to do it. Everyone keeps saying we've got a lot of weapons. We've got potential. We've got talent. Well, the talent ain't provided because they're not being taught how to do it correctly. I mean, I understand that the coaches can only coach them and tell them what to do. And it's the players that need to perform, but I still think it's up to the coaches and leadership to teach them the correct way. I just want to see a win. I want to get a win. That's all I want.
Lady Blue, everyone at New York Love 16.
Hey Chris,
you'll
real
be
quick.
Back. Yes, sir.
Real quick, before we go on to the C-notes, she is right. Where are the Jets on this list? I just had to put that out. They should be number one. We all know this.
You know what?
And
the Jets are violent fans, too. You're right. The Jets are violent fans, too. After a loss, oh, my God, they're ready. They're back in the tailgate ready to throw.
Yeah, we got to send them an email. We're going to, courtesy of the Bleed Blue Show, You're going to have to send me an email. Yeah, something's not right about this list.
Definitely so. Okay, at the C notes is on the mic for the next 3 minutes. Carl, do your thing.
Okay, so as far as the negativity goes, yes, there's no question about it. Fans were actually negative even when the team was winning. I remember that being at the home games when folks would complain about Eli Manning, and this was after he had already won a Super Bowl. Like, I don't know if it's a – I don't believe it's an issue of, like, accountability or anything like that, because that would suggest that the Giants have had a very long track record of success year to year. But as we have seen over the last, let's just say, I don't know, 30 years, like, find out how many winning seasons the Giants have had during that time. Like, it's not very many. It's probably not even no more than, like, 11. Someone has to check that. So that has to be taken into account. The Jets fans have just been apathetic and terrible for so long. Are you ready? Okay, well, I'll be right there. So you have to look at that as well. So the other thing as well, as we look at the game on Sunday, I got a gentleman I'm working with right now, so that's why I'm going back and forth here. As far as the game on Sunday goes, you know, the one thing that has shocked me a lot is this sort of, I guess, idea that the Giants should just crush Atlanta. I'm not totally sure where that's coming from. I think the Giants and Atlanta are right about the same. As far as, you know, aggressiveness in terms of the defense, if you look at it, the offense plays conservative, the defense plays conservative. And that means that the head coach is approving of all of this stuff. You know, it's not like he's just sitting in the corner just twiddling his thumbs and watching this happen as it's playing out. Like, the coach is responsible for this. And if he's approving it, he's approving of his game plans. So if he's approving of the game plans, then that means that, you know what, he's totally fine with what's going on. So if you see the same stuff you've seen the first 2 weeks, then don't be surprised. Just talk to the coach. Ask the coach why he's been doing this. And so from that standpoint, you know, we have that in play, and then the lack of aggressiveness in terms of going forward on fourth downs and maximizing points. We'll probably get into that probably on Sunday. I'll save my data on that I've uncovered over the last year and change. But that's where we're at, folks. The team needs to play better, period, defensively. And will that happen? Is it a teaching thing? I have a hard time believing that they were taught last year but not being taught this year. I just have a hard time believing that. And I just think it's on the players to produce, do what they've been expected to do, and go from there.
After C notes, Blee Blue. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Carl. Do your thing, bro. I know you got people right behind you. Appreciate you, bro. Always appreciate that commentary. By the way, I was being a Giant fan when I said it should – I didn't say it should be a cakewalk. But you know what? I'm rooting for the home team, and they just happen to be mine, and they happen to be blue. Anyway, 929-477-4171. Dave, Big Blue Denver Crew. 3 minutes, man. Do you feel? Tell us what you think. You know the topic.
What's up? Yeah, man. What you expect, man? We should be negative. I mean, I think we've been stuck in it for like the last 10 years since the last Super Bowl we won. I mean, I don't even count 2016 as a great season, you know? It's New York City, man. The expectations are high in New York, you know? Yankees, you know? Giants, you know, Rangers, Knicks. So, you know, that's how it is. You know, we've been sucking it for the last 10 years, man, and that's the bottom line. We should be negative, you know. But at the end of the day, I believe blue. I love the Giants. You know, I wasn't on this call last week. You know, I was on vacay, but I was, you know, I was totally wrong going into the season on, you know, the Giants are like a mystery team. I was totally wrong. You know, I thought that the defense – the secondary was going to be great. I thought the corners was going to be playing good. It's the opposite. You know, they're not even playing to par from last year. You know, I know every year is different. And I'm surprised with the offense. I thought the offense, the running game would be better. But, oh, all of a sudden the passing game is better. You know, Daniel Jones getting protection. I think he played good the first two games besides that fumble, you know. But, other than that, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know where people are getting that we're gonna beat the shit out of the Falcons. I mean, I don't see that happening. You know, I mean, to the Giants win a game, that, you know, I don't know what to say, man. But we should have beat the Redskins, you know, and we didn't, you know. I mean, so we should beat the Falcons. That doesn't mean we're gonna win this week, you know. That's what I got for now.
Okay, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. We gotta move along real quick. That's Dave, Big Blue, Denver Crew. Shout out to Dave. At Frontliners NYG on Twitter. This is my homeboy right here. Bakes is in the house. He's gonna give it to you right about now for the next 3 minutes. Go ahead, bro.
What's good, Professor? But check this out. First of all, first and foremost, in regards to that article, I'm not even going to put any stock in that because, you know, 90% of the country doesn't understand New Yorkers and they understand New York football. You know, pain is love. So we have a of satisfaction and a high level expectation for our team. We won in every decade, the only team that's ever done it, you know. So the rest of the nation doesn't understand what we're dealing with. And we've been dealing with almost 10 years of ineptitude, and we're frustrated because we know we're a blue-chip organization, and we're not winning. I'll be the first to tell you, I am not a Daniel Jones fan. I think it was the wrong pick, and I'm trying to get on board, but I'm not there yet. But I think the issue we're having is really with management and coaching. And this game, there's no way anyone should really believe that unless you're just being totally cup half empty or half full that we're going to win. The last couple of times we met with Atlanta, we've lost, and we've lost bad. And I think I was at all those games except for the one in New York a few years back. They've lost bad. So we can't guard tight ends. They got a stud tight end first rounder. The defense has given up almost 30 points a game, so that spells for disaster because we don't know what kind of offense we're going to bring to the table. You see us in disarray right now. Daniel Jones did play a solid game. I'll give him credit where credit is due. But we're still not there yet, and we're still having issues with the offensive line. So where do we go from there? We can build up, next man up, and all that good stuff, but we can tell the offense is in disarray. The defense is definitely not showing up. Usually in the beginning of the season, the defense plays better, you know. But we have issues. We've had underlying issues for years. We don't have a legit pass rusher. Williams doesn't make big plays in big situations. That's just painfully obvious. We don't have that guy that'll go out and get a sack for us when we're in a critical situation. Stats will fool you. They say numbers don't lie, but they do lie because when you need that critical sack or that critical play in that critical moment, like how Bradbury got that interception, and then we didn't do it, and the offense didn't do anything with it. So we're not in sync. And I've been saying this for since I've been on this show. New York Giants don't have an identity. What is our identity? We don't have one. And that's the biggest problem. There's no identity, and the organization – from the leadership standpoint, it's not leading the right way. We have talent, but it's not put together. It takes more than just talent to put the team on a winning path.
Man, I'm going to reply to you, bro, on that one, what you just said. My man Bakes at Frontliners NYG, I'm going to reply to him in a few minutes, but we got a few more callers. June is representing, I think that would be at KGYR, and... hold on. Is that right? Hello?
Are you
there?
Talking to me?
Yes.
June is
talking
here.
To you. Hello?
Hey, June. What up, June?
Hi.
You got him? Okay, I got him. Hi. How you doing? I think I had lost you again, guys. How you doing?
I'm fine.
You are on the line. You are on the
I'm
line.
I'm fine.
What do you think about
new.
This?
I got nothing. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. We're glad to have you. Are you going to be a regular
yeah.
listener? I appreciate
I'm a
that.
New listener.
We all do.
Yeah.
Well, this is your family, your KGYR family. We all
okay.
live here. We have no one else to lean on except each other.
I have one thing. The brother that just got finished talking, when he
right.
said that the Giants doesn't have any identity. What did he mean by no identity? Can you elaborate on that?
Baby, come on back.
Yeah, that, when I say identity, what are we? Are we a defensive-based team? Are we a pass-based team? Are we a run-first, pound the ball, ground and pound? Are we an air-it-out team? We don't know what to expect when the offense, when you show up to play ball, what, like, we'll know, like, yo, we know Saquon going to get 20 touches. Yo, we know they're going to air it out and try to go deep or, you know what I'm saying, play action all game or do something. We don't know what to expect when we show up every game.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. June, don't be a stranger. Stay. You are part of the family now.
Okay.
And I
will.
Okay. Thank you. Everybody, remember, this is the Bling Blue Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Come and be part of our family. 929-477-4171 is our number. Brooklyn, Sean, what's happening, man? You got 3 minutes on the Bling Blue Show like you always do.
Well, hello, everybody. Long time no hear from. I know everybody probably said so much stuff that I just don't need to repeat. Yeah, my Giants. It's tough being a Giants fan. It's, you know, especially when you're out here in good old Southern California, you know, it's, y'all know I'm New York all day, but this is getting sad now. You know, and it's sad that I, you know, a lot of Giant groups on Facebook, I just can't read, because when you try to tell them what you see at preseason is what you're going to get. What did we see in preseason?
Nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. Why didn't we play Daniel Jones? He's not an elite quarterback. He needs the snaps. He played that last game, but he should have been playing every game. It's just three preseasons. We saw what we have, and it's not really much of anything. We haven't had a pass rush in, before I had my two daughters. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's been so long ago, and of course, one of them daughters ain't mine. But anyway, it's been so long ago. My man Banks talk about identity. We don't know what we are. And it's sad. What are the Giants? What are we? These two games are big. Do I have hope? I do, because I saw the back end of the schedule. By any luck, we do play halfway decent. If we can get away with winning the next two games, and I know that's a big if, I see things can get better. But that's the thing. These next two games are really the season. They really are the Giants seasons. And I'm talking about if we don't win the next two games, 2-15. That's the season I'm looking at. We win these two games, you know, might be a whole lot better, because we might can get lucky in Dallas in October. We might can get lucky. Well, you know, there's a four-game stretch that we're going to need all the luck in the world. When you're talking about Tampa Bay and, I don't even want to go through that. There's a three-game stretch that's just rough. Tampa Bay Raiders, that's going to be kind of impossible to where we're playing right now. I just wish for the best. I just want to win right now. Hopefully we can pull something out this Sunday. And, that's all I got. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm here. All right, cool. I don't know what happened to Chris, but let's ask DB Nation.
I'm so sorry, man. I did a big old. I was talking my butt off.
Oh man.
Excuse me. Okay, I'm back. I'm still here. What's the question you have, Steve? You wanted to say something?
I was going
to
ask. Brooklyn Sean said, you know, he has hope, but we got to ask DB Nation, how are the Giants going to win on Sunday? How? We need to find out how.
Put the meat grinder away, homie, and tell us how for the next 3 minutes.
All right. Forgive me, everyone. I'm at work, so it might be kind of loud in the background. But in terms of how we're going to win, That's the million-dollar question. That's a freaking miracle. I looked at all the winless teams in the league, and the Giants are the worst of the worst. You got the Jets, Carolina. You got the Packers. You got Detroit. You got, no, not the Packers. You got the Vikings and Detroit. You got the Colts. You got the Jags. And then you got the Falcons. The Giants are the worst of the worst of those teams. So it's gonna take a miracle for anything to happen. Because as long as Dave Gettleman is out there, and you know what's so funny? I was talking to Kristen Mini-Dawes about this earlier in the week. Kyle Pitts, who we're playing from Florida for Atlanta, has been in the starting lineup getting repetition like a first-round draft pick. A first-round draft pick is supposed to get reps. Kadarius Toney in the pregame is going to have nothing to say to his ex-teammate from Florida, Kyle Pitts, because Jason Garrett is a scumbag and has to put him in the offense since he's been in college. So this has been a disgrace. This all comes from the coaches. It'll take all the luck in the world for us to win. And let me get to number employee number eight. He was undefeated against the Redskins. I still call him that. I don't care. He was undefeated against Washington. He couldn't even win against them. So all of his any sort of positivity for number eight was against Washington. He didn't win. So he's no longer undefeated against them. He has to – this is a prove-it-to-me-now league. He has to show and prove that he can be consistent for the rest of the season. Then maybe my conversation might be different about Dumpster Dan. But until that happens, I believe it when I see it. You know, all these people talking about, oh, Daniel Jones, he didn't do anything. Everyone, remember, we lost the game, and we're still 0-2. And he's in his third, fourth year, and he's still losing. Dave Gettleman is 15-35 as a general manager. Again, Steve, it's going to take all the luck in the world, the prayers to the football gods and beyond, because we don't have a hope. And then with Shane Lemieux being out potentially for the season, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble, man. So and don't get me started on that Teddy Graham's cereal bowl defense that we have. I can't believe the defense that we're running out there. When J.D. McKissick scored in that Washington game, there were two down linemen. They were running a 3-3-5 defense on the goal line. They don't even do that in Pee Wee football, Steve. So what was Teddy Graham thinking running that sort of defense? We got the wrong people in there at linebacker. We need to have Justin Hillier from Ohio State, who led the Niners in tackles. And that would be a broken record. And preseason, the previous caller talked about preseason. Well, guess what? The Giants let some key guys go in the preseason, one of them being David Sills, the converted quarterback to wide receiver from West Virginia, who was a stud, who led all receivers in receptions and touchdowns. And, again, the Giants let them go. It's just like Mike Black says, the Giants go and get the skinny kid at the back of the room instead of getting any one of the studs that are at the front of the line. So good luck for the rest of the season. I have no hope for this team. Jason Garrett has to go. Kadarius Toney, if he doesn't have at least 8 to 10 targets this week, Jason Garrett's job needs to be on the line. Blee blue.
Wait, we got more questions for him. Hold on. He's on the clock too, man. Right on the clock too. But I got a follow up question, and I think you didn't hear it at the start of the episode. Daniel Jones, I think you already know what happened earlier in the week as far as Kenny Golladay. Yeah, but it was reported that he took the brunt of the cussing out from Golladay and shielded Jason Garrett. Basically, Golladay was trying to cuss out Jason Garrett, and Daniel Jones was the fall guy, and a lot of Giant players went to bat for Daniel Jones. That's question one as far as how do you feel about the locker room as far as Daniel Jones taking up for, you know, trying to, you know, be the peacekeeper. Number two, question number two is the vibe everybody's given on this episode. We talked about it at the start. It's been reported by an analysis company that the Giants is top 10 in negativity and number one after wins. Lady Lou questions it, where Jets at? I mean, yeah, the Jets should be number one, but nonetheless, what's your thoughts on those two questions as far as Daniel Jones sticking up for, you know, trying to be peacekeeper in the locker room? Number two, as far as Giants fan negativity, top 10 in the league, according to World Sports Network.
Okay, so in terms of Daniel Jones, he's just a square trying to fit in the circle hole. He's not the guy, and you know, I'm surprised a guy that ran into a fight, a brawl in practice, is being, like, soft now all of a sudden. So I get it. He's trying to protect Jason Garrett, even though Jason Garrett stinks. He's just trying to be professional and be politically correct. Now, in terms of negativity, that is 100% accurate, Steve. As Giants fans and Giants faithful, we have 100% right after all of this ticket sales, jersey sales, people paying for NFL Network who don't even live in the state or the NFL package who live in California and other places just to see the Giants. We're wasting all of this money to see a crappy product. Of course we're going to be negative. What are we supposed to be happy to be swimming in a cesspool of misery? Are we supposed to be happy with nothing? We are the worst team in the league right now on paper. And I was telling Manny Dogs this week, when you look at the Tennessee Titans offense, look how many times they line them under center, Steve and Chris, and they have a run game. We have a run game. We don't line up under center. We line up 99% in shotgun. If ever Saquon or whoever gets the ball, Booker from Denver, it's a shotgun draw. Eliza Penny, it's ridiculous. We sit on talent. We let talent go. And then we sit on plays. We have the players and certain plays to do it. Steve and Chris, when was the last time the Giants ran a jumbo package in the goal line or for short yardage? Tough yardage. Add an extra lineman, add a fullback, and let's get big and get the first down on third and one or third and two. This is something that we just don't do. And this is ridiculous because we have the personnel and the players to do it. So we have all 100% right, Steve, to be negative in terms of because we expect greatness. We're not slobs of fans. We're professional fans. We expect greatness from our teams in New York, and when they don't perform, we're going to let you have it. That's just the way it is please being look. A New Yorker, a native New Yorker, and being a native Giants fan.
Please look. That's
Chris, give us your thoughts, and then I'll get my thoughts, and we can get to the picks.
Yeah. I'm going to be real quick. Everything that Dave, DB basically went over, that's how I feel, okay? As far as us being negative, I don't know about the writer, but if you were a Giant fan your entire life and you're over 35 years old, then you have a right to be negative to a point, okay? I believe that right there. Bam. Number two, I expect Galladay to have 10 goddamn targets this week, okay? If Daniel Jones didn't know, didn't familiarize himself with Galladay, and that's not entirely his fault during camp, if they didn't familiarize themselves with each other then, they know each other now. And this is the week for them to really get acquainted. Okay? I'll leave that right there. More important, my favorite Giant, one of my favorite Giants of all time, is going to be inducted into the Ring of Honor on Sunday. Okay, Eli Manning's going in there. I'm not sure. Steve, correct me if I'm wrong. Are they going to retire the number or are they going to leave it right there? I'm not sure. But I do know.
It should be like what they're restraining. It should be the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I do know that, you know, that right there, that big event right there that's going to be televised nationally is enough. That's enough to guarantee a Giant. If they can't win off that, just that friggin' the enormity of that situation, I don't know what they can win off, man. I don't know what to say. And yes, it's been a long time since we've had our identity. We don't have one. To have an identity, you have to have a culture first. And to have a culture, you have to embody everybody into it. To embody everyone into it, that means everyone needs to know each other. You need to know your personnel. You need to know the people upstairs. You need to know the candy guy, the beer dude, the guy with the water. And especially everyone in the locker room needs to be in sync. I'm not sure if we have that yet. Maybe this week will tell the tale. Nonetheless, it's 929-477-4171, and Steve is up, and he's going to tell you what's what.
Listen, man, you know, I said it at the post game last Thursday, the thoughts of Kenny Galladay, lack of targets early on, and it seems like it was like just thrown in there towards the end of, you know, in the second half. And I'm not surprised by the Kenny Golladay blow up because we've seen it for the first 2 weeks. You know, I think Daniel Jones is too comfortable going to Shepard. And even though Shepard is getting his, you know, he's making catches and yaks and stuff like that, you got to go to the guy you paid the big money to, man. You got to go to your big dog. That's number one. But here's the thing from the Falcons side. And this is where I'm with all you guys, like Dave. I heard Dave's comments and then Carl. Like, this is what the Giants are missing. They don't have no pressure. I mean, I'm not saying nothing you guys already don't know. But when I watched the Falcons versus the Eagles, and I watched the Falcons versus the Bucs, it was clearly evident that they had pressure. I mean, they were all in the backfield, knocking Matt Ryan upside his head. Either it was Brandon Graham for the Eagles, if it was Vita V, or coming off the edge of Shaquille Barrett. Listen, man, the Bucs had two pick sixes in the fourth quarter alone. Because they, even though the Falcons seemed like they were kind of coming back, and I think they have a little bit of an offense. You got to watch out for Calvin Ridley. You got to watch out for Pitts. You know what? Pitts might have a breakout game. He hasn't had that yet in the first 2 weeks, and he's due. And we have shown in the passing game, we've been really weak up until this point in the passing game over the middle. We should have a little more conversation because Ridley is a very good receiver. And he has a lot of Terry McLaurin in him as well. I worry about that. I think they're going to feed, I think they may see something in the tape, what happened to Bradbury last week outside of that interception late in the fourth quarter. But I also look at the Falcons' offensive line. It's actually probably in worse situation than the Giants. But the problem is we don't have no pressure. Now, the only thing I could think of as far as outside of Leonard Williams, could we get a guy who's probably kicking himself in the head and also in the ass is Dexter Lawrence. He's probably the main Giant who wants to get back out there after what happened at the end of last Thursday's game, after how we lost.
Absolutely.
I want him to come out like a monster and beat up on that interior line of the Falcons. And if they can do that, I think this is where we could win. But I'm not as confident. I mean, these are two bad teams, honestly. It could go either way, but we'll talk about that in the picks.
Yeah.
So let's get to it, the picks. Survivor pick, and get some final thoughts after that.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happening. This is what it is. Saints at Patriots. I'm going to say this so you guys will know. All right. Saints at Patriots. And now, okay, there you go. Dolphins at Raiders. Bucks at Rams. Falcons at Giants. I'm going to say it again. Saints at Patriots, Dolphins at Raiders, Bucks at Rams, Falcons at Giants. Just like that. All right. And you know the format.
Now, one more thing.
Yeah. That,
all right, one more thing on that. See, who got eliminated for Survivor? I think Drake got eliminated in week one. Bakes can't make it, and DB, we didn't get them in. So they can't do the Survivor because we didn't have them for week one. So survivors right now is you, myself, Lady Blue. Kristen was eliminated. shit.
Who what?
Racing? Yeah, off the rip. Racing's there. So we got some people in the Survivor. Coach Chris from the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum Show still survived. We got a lot of people on the online picks as well that made their picks. So just to keep you afloat, the defending champ is in the, I think it's in the top of the lead with somebody else. I can't remember. So, but we'll tally up the scores in a couple of weeks. Well, let's get to the picks, man.
All right. Let's do it. With cue the music, sir. Lady Blue.
Before I do the picks, I want to say for Monday night's game, instead of rooting for somebody, can I root for a meteor to hit the stadium? Here's my pick. Yes, I did. 4 for the Pats, 3 for the Bucks, 2 for the Raiders, 1 for the Giants, and my survivor pick is the Cardinals.
Okay. Brooklyn Sean. Remember how to play this?
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to pass it on to the next person. I got to handle some business right now, so I have to go. I'll talk to you guys next week, all right?
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll get the call later. Go to Bakes. I think Bakes is next.
No, nah, this is me. Y'all just unmuted me.
Oh, no, oh okay. Go ahead. Go. Okay, go ahead, bro.
Four for the Patriots. Yeah, four for the Patriots. Three for the Rams. What was the other team? Two for the Raiders. Yeah, and one for the Giants. And I didn't do a survivor pick because I wasn't there the first two seasons. I probably would have lost anyway.
All right. Shout out to Brooklyn Sean.
All right.
All right.
Dave, you're up.
Yeah, four for the Raiders, three for the Bucks, two for the Patriots. For the Patriots, yeah, and one for the Giants.
Yep.
And your survivor, I think. Yeah, whoa. He's got a survivor. You can't pick the Patriots.
I can't. I thought I was out because the Patriots lost in week one.
Oh, you're sure right. You are so fucking right. All right, my bad. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
All right, no problem.
He's right.
Yeah.
Right about that.
Fuck the Patriots.
I know. Bates.
Sorry, Professor. Let me get the team at the Saints Pats.
Okay.
So give me four for the Pats. I just need the other two teams after before the Giants.
Oh, Dolphins and Raiders.
Give me Raiders three.
And Bucks at Rams.
Let me get Bucks two and one the Giants.
All right.
Got it. All right, TV Nation. Yeah.
All right.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm here. So, four for the Bucks, three for the Raiders, two for the Saints, and one for the Falcons.
Oh shit!
Wait, man, you said two for the Saints, bro?
Huh?
Saints and Raiders. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry. There you go. I got you.
They got to prove it, man. Right. Giants weak.
All right. Billy Bob is in the house. Give me a pick, bro.
Do I really have to pick? I really don't want no pick. Just give me, you know what? Give me the same picks you got. I don't even want to talk about picks. But we can talk about our number one pick, though, our number one draft pick, though.
Okay. Wait. Okay. This is pick time. Okay, let's do that. My pick for this. Four Raiders, three Bucks, two Pats, one Giants. Just like that.
And I'm good.
Steve,
who's your survivor?
Oh, Chiefs.
Who the fuck they got this week? I didn't even check. But anyway, all right, my picks already wrote them down.
They got the Chargers, man.
Oh, that's a tough one, man. All right, I had four Bucks. Three Raiders, two Patriots. I can't believe I'm about to say this. One Giants. I don't want to be crow. Yo, DB Nation, that's a crow game for you, man. That's a crow. DB, that's crow game for you, man, if the Giants pull it out, man.
Okay.
You got to put the crow on the table.
All right. So these are the picks for September.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on, Chris. Hey, June, do you want to participate in?
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Uh-oh.
You want to participate in the picks? You want in or you want out?
I'm sorry.
All right, mm-hmm. Got.
Hey Steve, who's your survivor pick?
Oh, did I not pick that? Hold on, I wrote it down. Who did I have? The Browns.
Okay.
I had the Browns.
All right.
Hey, go ahead, Drew. Okay. Who do you got?
Number four, Patriots.
Okay.
Number three, unfortunately, Giants. Number two, Raiders. Number one, Rams. And I don't have no survivors picked.
All right.
ain't know about
that. That's all. I didn't know about that. That's everybody, Chris.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm still writing Hulk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. All right. Billy Bob, come on and get your spiel in for 3 minutes flat, dude.
3 minutes flat.
Got you. Okay. You can put it all together. This is final thought. I just want to let y'all know that our best running back is playing wide receiver. And that's our number one draft pick. I want to let y'all know that because the man is like a Reggie Bush. He's like an all-purpose player. And if we don't figure out how to use this man, we got problems, just problems throughout the whole season. If they don't figure out how to just use this man in every sort of kind of way, because it just don't make no sense to have 2 weeks in and this man, the second game, don't have – zero catches, zero nothing. This is just a crying shame of what we talk about, sorry-ass personnel that just don't know how to discover talent. Even with talent in front of our faces, right up underneath our nose, and we still don't understand this. This is bad. I just want y'all to understand this. Like, we have a wide receiver that can play, like, position like Reggie Bush. I mean, like, I might just be crazy. I don't know. I mean, like, I would tell Saquon, if you want to know how to run, just listen to this man. I mean, like, I'm being real with y'all. This man is real, real good. And if we don't figure out how to use this man, we just going to just, like, throw away a whole nother season, a whole nother talent. Like, I'm going to be real with y'all. Giants had a lot of talent come inside the door, and they just walk right out. Like, we just let them walk right out. Like, this is, like, this starting to be nerve-wracking. I want y'all to know I stay in Florida. It's a reason why I'm not a Miami Dolphins fan. Because Miami Dolphins have 3 colleges in their backyard that they refuse to pick players from, Miami, University of Florida, and Miami and Florida State. And I've been in Florida all my life. And I'm like, why the hell do I want to be a Dolphins fan when they just don't know how to pick players out of their damn backyard? Do y'all realize that 3 of these colleges were doing the same thing Alabama was doing, just shifting players inside the NFL? I'm looking at Miami Dolphins like, God, I've been born. And y'all still haven't won a Super Bowl? And y'all think I'm going to sit around here for this? And then I moved myself to the Giants because I fuck the Giants. I know the Giants got love. But it just pisses me off to see we finna waste talent. Like, a talent like this, a first-round talent. But I'm good. That's my final thoughts, y'all. I apologize for that. Feeling my feelings like this here. But y'all go ahead. And I'm sorry for being late. I had to take my daughter to basketball practice. Final thoughts.
It ain't like you're going to get docked or nothing, bro. You good, man. We always – hey, it's always a pleasure when you spiel. It's always a pleasure when you spiel. All right. These are the final thoughts. Let's go around the room. Lady Blue at New York Love 16, do your final thought, my love.
Final thought is we just have to win, and I want to get a win without any serious injuries to our players. That's about it. That's what I want to see. Oh. Bleed blue for life.
That's it.
Short, sweet, simple, to the point.
All right, then. I'm a little surprised at that. Okay. Well, go ahead, then. All right. Brooklyn Sean, final thought, sir.
Oh, that's easy. Let me take you back to the first game, and I was there live. Third down and 10, first down. Third down and 7, first down. Third down and 12, first down. Third down and 18, first down. Third down and 19, first down. First down, first down, first down, first down. That's my point. Yeah, they can't stop nobody on third down. If we can stop someone on third down, I was happy to see them stop Washington one time on third down. Just make a stop. If we can make 5 stops. 5 stops on third down, the Giants got a chance to win. Count it out. 5. If we don't make 5, we're losing. Bleed blue, New York.
Yeah, we can't find field goals. We can't find field goals.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Thanks, as frontliners at YG. Go ahead anyway, bro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Final thought is consistent quarterback play and consistent defensive play and mental toughness will equal a win. But until the front office realizes that we need more dogs and less choir boys, they will always be in this situation. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's baked, everyone.
Dave. Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, I know I was negative earlier, but I'll be positive this time. I think the Giants, the defense, I think on the defensive coordinator, he needs to blitz more, man. We all know we don't have a pass rush, so why are we not blitzing? We got to get to Matt Ryan. He needs to change that. And I think in this game, you know, I think Barkley should have at least 25 touches. I think Barkley was going to have a good game. And same thing, they need to somehow figure it out. I'm not a coach, and to get Golladay in the mix. But another thing I just want to say is back in 2007, the Giants started 0-2, just like they started this year 0-2. I know we started 0-2 in the last 5 years, you know. But you got to remember, this is in 2007, it was Eli's third year as a quarterback, and we wanted him out of the fucking – out of New York. And he played good the first two games. And, you know, I know we hard on Daniel Jones, but if you really look at it, it's really not Daniel Jones' fault the first two games. He played pretty good besides that fumble, you know. So I'm trying to be positive, but the Giants really, really have to win this game to convince me they're going to go on a winning streak. So I'm going to be positive, and we have to blitz. We have to blitz Matt Ryan. We just can't play the zone because in week one, we did that, we lost. In week two, the Redskins saw what the Broncos did, and they copied the same shit. So, bleed blue for life. That's all I got for now.
Bleed blue for life. There you go. That's my man right there. That's Dave, Big Blue Denver Crew. June, do you have a nice final thought you want to express?
I just like to say that everyone just needs to do a better job. Come to work, do your job. Play like a team supposed to play, and just close out and try to close out with a win.
Got it.
That's it.
Thank you, June. And welcome to the Big Blue Show. And you are
Thank
forever
you.
Here now. All right. DB, you got to be short this time, homie. Give it to me.
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, so
got it.
In terms of final thoughts, man, this falls on the coaches and the front office. Ghetto Bum drafted the wrong guy from Duke. Daniel Jones is in his third year. There's no excuse. I know that one caller talked about Eli Manning when he was in his young career, but not even Manning had the turnovers and the issues that freaking Jones had. So Jones has to prove himself. Patrick Graham. Our best pass rusher is not even getting any reps on the freaking field. And that's Carter Coughlin off the edge from University of Minnesota. In case you guys don't know about him, look him up. But he's the guy. He's
right.
Our best rusher on
got
the team.
It.
He needs to be in there. And they just the coaching just has to get the right players on the field because this is ridiculous. If they want the Giants to have an actual legitimate shot at even having any pride, forget a winning season. What about some pride? Blee blue.
Okay. Got you, DB. Blee blue. All right, real quick, I want to thank DB and Billy Bob and June and Big Frontline Extraordinaire, Dave, Big Blue Denver Crew, Brooklyn Sean, Carl, at New York Love 516, the wonderful Lady Blue. Listen, check us out on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just look up the Blee Blue Show. You'll find us there. You'll also find us on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Google Podcasts, Stitcher App, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the whole nine yards. Listen, we are not going 0-3. We cannot do that. We cannot lose. This team has to be beaten on Sunday. Week four, we got to go to New Orleans. You know they're going to be amped for freaking going back to their home stadium after Hurricane Ida. Week five, Cowboys. Have an expensive, real explosive offense. The Rams are a Super Bowl contender. The Panthers are a surprise. Then we got to see the Rams. No. We got to win this game. That's all I got to say about that. I'm going to give the floor to the Azul right now. Blee Blue.
And we're out. Chris got the post game on Sunday. Win, lose, or draw. Let's make it a crow game. I think you guys heard me earlier. DB, man, we would love for you to eat from. I think you're the only one who picked the Falcons. Get it, yeah. I mean, it's a win-win situation, right? It's a win-win situation.
Yep.
But Chris made it sound so easy talking about. Chris made it sound so easy talking about we're not gonna go 3-0. He made that sound so easy.
I didn't say that. I'm just trying not to lose it before we break. Look, we got 17 games. And we only get going into the third, and we're hopeless. Okay, I'm just being honest here. So we gotta win this one. Last year we went 0-5. Every year we're going 0-2. We cannot go. We gotta do it. So that's all I'm saying. I want to say Bree Blue, Steve Azul. Y'all motherfuckers are cracking me up, man. Yo.
What up, man?
Tune in on a Sunday for the game, the post game. You know, I ain't talking to y'all. Steve, take it home, man.
We're out,
can
man.
You please dig please. It? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop.